This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the broadcast. I wanted to play a little bit of that, being that St. Patrick's Day was yesterday, and you know, you read this history of St. Patrick and the Irish and what this holiday is boiled down and devolved into, basically a cesspit of gluttony, drunkenness, buffoonery. Yeah, it's like Christmas, you know, the plastique. And so I wanted to get that song first out of the gate, because people, of course, have lost, you know, the meaning of St. Patrick's Day. And whether you're a Catholic or not, it really doesn't matter. You know, the Orthodox, the Lutherans, everybody celebrates St. Patrick of Ireland. And so, you know, it's a very interesting story. I was rereading the history and everything there today for a little while. And so it is what it is. A lot to talk about today. I'm going to open the phones up in a little bit. You know, I got a bunch of clips and a bunch of things pulled up, but it's been a couple weeks since I opened the phone. So in a little bit, I will do so. So, you know, we've got this big thing that happened with Andrew McCabe, the firing, and everybody, you know, all the people that follow the QAnon stuff, and they follow, you know, let's just say the kind of pro-Trump alternative media circles, or they say a lot of other shoes are about to drop. Well, we've been hearing this. I mean, look, We're a year and 2 months into Trump's presidency, and I have to say a lot of things have happened, some good, some bad. You know, this new CIA director, this Gina Haspel, I tried to do some digging into her personal life. I mean, I tried to do this the other day. I'm sure some things are going to be produced, but I was around somewhere, and even mainstream media pundits were like, we can't find anything on this lady. And so I'm quite interested to see what her background is, religious affiliation, what schools she went to, and that sort of thing. So, you know, John, and I got to talk about John Brennan. He's in the middle of this Trump tweet storm and threatening Trump and all of these things. And I see this PSYOP, and I went through this, but nobody wants to listen. Okay. Nobody wants to listen to, you know, little old me over here, where everybody wants to say he's a Muslim convert when he was a station chief over in Saudi Arabia, blah, blah, blah. He wouldn't put his hand on the Bible, blah, 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 when he was taking his oath of office when he was become CIA director, and he took his oath of office on a document, the Constitution, without the Bill of Rights on it. You can read the whole skullduggery about John Brennan, but let's go back to his early life and education. Irish immigrants, was his parents, New Jersey, Immaculate Heart of Mary Elementary School, graduated from St. Joseph of the Palisades High School in West New York, New Jersey, before enrolling at Fordham University in New York City. Fordham University in New York City. There's only a handful of people out here on YouTube, on radio, or anything that even will talk about Fordham. Trump also went to Fordham. It's run by the Jesuits in New York. Very powerful institution in New York. Okay. He was a Communist Party USA supporter. He voted for Gus Hall, that goofball Gus Hall. And then there's this all this garbage about him converting to basically Wahhabist Islam. Come on. You don't listen to Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and the rest of them warning about the Jesuits coming here, assuming all sorts of costumes and identities and so forth and so on. And I'm going to get into Jones. He's being sued out of Georgetown University. And there's some interesting things afoot here. And we're going to get into all this. We're going to get into the school walkouts, these organic student social media driven school walkouts. I mean, this, the whole nauseating theater that we have to watch here is it's just the worst. Dr. Fetzer was on, he did a large portion of Rick Adams's program yesterday, and I heard quite a bit of it. I mean, I was listening to Joel Skousen on Rents the other night, and I mean, Joel Skousen's a pretty solid kind of middle of the road conspiratorial researcher, and these guys are just all knocking Parkland out of the, you know, just completely just decimating this narrative, and then all these child goofballs, which hey, immediately after Parkland, you guys know that, listen to the program on a weekly basis, I was all over it. I mean, after a while, your gut leads you pretty much, when you see one of these mass goofy media frenzy events, you start seeing things right off the bat, and pretty much you know. And if you don't, you got issues with your discernment. I mean, I got some very hilarious things to get into tonight. So I didn't open the phones, but we got a caller. So let's get Greg in Arkansas. I'll go ahead and take you now, Greg, but greetings.
Hello, Rob. Thanks. Your show is really the highlight of my week, and I wanted to absolutely give you a thumbs up on your opening song. Touches a lot of souls.
It does.
And things I wanted to mention, because it is history, and it is great history of this country and our ancestors, but Diana Spingola had a great guest on yesterday, in case you didn't catch it. It was Chris Fogarty, who explained the Irish wars and the all the way through the British captivity and counties that were being held and the people not allowed to vote. And it was a great, great, great history show yesterday. So I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to mention that. And anybody that really loves Irish and British Scottish ancestry, in case you've not heard, I'm trying to recall, it's called Celtic Women. Are you familiar with, go to YouTube and watch Celtic Women, which is a modern Irish band, all women show that you would really get a kick out of. They do all types of, you'd be amazed. Just look up Celtic Women on YouTube and watch one of their YouTube videos, 4 minutes or whatever, and they will blow you away.
You know, you ever listen to the Spaceman Gary Bell radio? He's kind of a real interesting guy. He's up in, I can't remember where, but I used to run across his program a lot, and he really got into this Irish, the Bible, basically, and the connection with the Ireland and the Bible and the Leofail and the entire King Zedekiah's daughters and the whole thing with them marrying into the house of the royal family of Ireland and that whole thing, which I've studied this for years, and it's one of those fascinating things. Herbert W. Armstrong with he got into this, the British Israel stuff, but Ireland ties strongly in with all this, and it's fascinating.
And the tribes of Israel, it goes clear back, and there's such a history. And look at Ireland destroying itself with a queer foreigner.
I covered that last week, I think. Yeah.
It's just terrible. But anyway, if you really want to get down into some of the tradition and the songs and that kind of thing, look up Celtic Women, and your song touches hearts. As a matter of fact, in their band, they have a bag player like that, and I think it just touches the soul. And actually, I'm Irish, German, and Sicilian, so I'm a little like you. I was raised as a Catholic. I'm a recovering Catholic, as you'd say. But anyway, sorry for interrupting your show. Look up the people that... Diana Spingola's show was just over the top yesterday. So thank you for your show.
All right, thank you. This thing with Ireland, the European Union is forcing this on them, and the Vatican and Alex Jones and a lot of these folks like to really throw Juncker, the head of the European Commission, under the bus and. The head Nazi, and you hear this constantly. I've kind of fleshed this out on the air a few times, but there's some larger thing here with this white genocidal thing that we're seeing here. A lot of people they're like, okay, this basically the organized Jewish community. And corrupt elements of Rome and et cetera, that European Union commissars and so forth. And then some people even try to throw other elements in this, this mix here. And look, you have to look at the Ottomans, the Turks and so forth. Remember when Erdogan was getting all mad because there was a big dust up with him in the German government because he wanted a campaign in Germany, because he's like, well, I got 20 million voters, across, in Germany and other parts of Europe. And he, and so don't, don't discount the fact of expansionist Islamic thinkers and activists in this whole thing either. Europe has come close to being lost numerous times, and there's definitely the element of the Jewish community that was involved in this in the past, and they're involved with it now. And Daily Stormer, for how completely politically incorrect it is and how just kind of crazy over the top. But they're basically here in an article, Israeli skanks rally to support gun control for Americans. Jews defend Muslim called us prayer in Sweden. So you see how they want to walk around with their AR-15s in their bikinis on the beaches in Tel Aviv and elsewhere, but yet they're gonna rally for gun control here for us. And you see this double standard. It's everywhere and it's blatant. And once your mind can flip and see it, you'll see it everywhere. But unfortunately, a lot of our people in the United States, all across the spectrums, can't see it, and they've got these people so strung out. You want to see what we're dealing with here in St. Louis. WorkersEducationSociety.org. WorkersEducationSociety.org. Pull it up. Put it in the chat rooms, and you will see basically the progressive communist movement partnering with labor unions and kind of blacktivist organizations, Latino organizations, so forth and so on. And they call themselves progressives and social democrats, but you know what this really is? It's basically the precursor to Marxist totalitarianism, okay? And it's unfortunate. You know, I was reading out of the Naked Communists a few weeks ago, a couple times, about basically the head of the labor movement, the AFL-CIO, back in the 40s. He was basically saying the struggle of our time is freedom versus communism. Now, I know communism has been dressed up with new language, the more communitarian, sustainable development language, and I get this. But still, down at its bare bones, it's the uber-rich capitalist partnered with this management system for the rest of us, and it's basically the hammer and sickle, the gulag, the crackdown on free thought, free speech, the ability to defend yourself, the ability to own a farm or property or anything else. And so graduated income tax, the war on inheritance, public school indoctrination, central bank, all these planks in the Communist Manifesto are evident here. And you see these people caught up in these various workers groups and all the rest of it. And 90 some odd percent of them are basically indoctrinated buffoons. And they think that somebody else is giving them the shaft. And they are, but they're looking at the wrong way to fix it. They're looking at the wrong cure. Communism is not the cure for crony capitalism. I'm just, you know, people want to get into the whole socialist thing, and I, you know, with the people controlling the means of production, unfortunately, the insidious psychopaths get infiltrated into quote-unquote the people, and this is how the Red Terror, the gulags, the disappearing, the torture all happens. It's all done in the name of the people. And so, it, you know, but everybody look at WorkersEducationSociety.org, and this is just a prototype, and you'll see it in every metropolitan area across our country. Whether you go to Chicago, there's probably 25 of them in Chicago. There's a hotbed of Marxist agitprop and an agit-terror. I mean, Bill Ayers is a tenured university professor.
podcast.
There's the music. See you guys on the other side.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Public Broadcast Network, March 18th. Now, I want to get into this for a second. I'm going to read a few pages, and I'll have to go past the break. This is Chapter 6 from Marx and Satan by Richard Wurmbrand, okay, who spent time in the, I believe it was the Romanian gulags. Okay. A spiritual warfare, the little and big devils. According to current official Marxist doctrine, which, as has been illustrated, is only a disguise, neither God nor the devil exists. Both are fancies. Because of this teaching, Christians are persecuted by the communists. However, the Soviet newspaper Komunisma Uzvara, April 1974, reported that many atheist circles were created in Red Latvia schools. The name given to children in the 4th through 6th grades was Little Devils, while 7th graders were called Servants of the Devil. In another school, 8th graders had the name Faithful Children of the Devil. At the meeting, the children came clothed as devils, complete with horns and tails. Thus, it was forbidden to worship God, though devil worship was openly permitted and even encouraged among children of school age. This was the hidden objective of the communists when they seized power in Russia. In Vitebsk, USSR, Zoya Titova, a member of the Communist Youth Organization, was caught practicing black magic. When her case was brought before the Assembly of Communist Youth, there was unanimous refusal to punish her. though members who decided to worship God were expelled. The communists consider it wrong to believe in God. For this crime, many children were separated from their families and kept in special atheist boarding schools. Incredibly, the communists even wanted to make Satan worshipers of church leaders. A Russian Orthodox priest named Platonov, an anti-Jewish agitator, went over to the side of the communists when they came to power in Russia. For this, he was made a bishop and became a Judas who denounced members of his flock to the secret police, well knowing they would be severely persecuted. Well, that one's kind of weird because the secret police was ran predominantly and almost exclusively by Jews. And so you have to kind of look at that one. One day while on a bus, he met his sister Alexandra, an abbess who had been arrested many times, apparently with her brother's knowledge. He asked her, "Why don't you speak to me? Don't you recognize your brother?" She answered, "You ask why? Father and mother would turn over in their graves. You are serving Satan." "Though an official Orthodox bishop in the Soviet Union," he replied, "perhaps I am Satan myself." Pravoslavania Rus writes, "The Orthodox Cathedral in Odessa, so much loved by the Odessites, became the meeting place of Satanists soon after the communists came to power. They gathered also in Slobodka Romano and Count Tolstoy's former home." Then follows a detailed account of Satanist masses said by Deacon Sergei Mihailov, the treacherous Living Church, an Orthodox branch established in connivance with the communists. An attendant describes the Satanist mass as a parody of the Christian liturgy in which human blood is used for communion. These masses took place in the cathedral before its main altar. And you see this parallel with some of the creeps in the Vatican with their little satanic ceremonies under the cover of night and so forth and so on. Also in Odessa, a statue of Satan used to be exhibited in the Museum of the Atheists. It was called Baphomet. At night, Satanists would gather in the museum for prayer and chanting before the statue. It might be in some sense logical that communists would arrest priests and pastors as counter-revolutionaries, but why were priests compelled by the Marxists in the Romanian prison of Pitești to say mass over excrement and urine? Why were Christians tortured into taking communion with these as the elements? Why such an obscene mockery of religion? Why did the Romanian Orthodox priest Roman Braga, who I knew personally when he was a prisoner of the communists and who presently resides in the USA, have his teeth knocked out one by one with an iron rod in order to make him blaspheme? The communists explained to him and others, "If we kill you Christians, you go to heaven, but we don't want you to be crowned martyrs. You should curse God first and then go to hell." And you see this, some of the crazy Islamic sects do this to fellow Muslims. They make them do things where they think they're going to send them to hell, etc., etc. In the prison of Pitești, the communists would force a very religious prisoner to be baptized daily by putting his head in a barrel in which his fellow sufferers had filled their necessities, meanwhile obliging the other prisoners to sing the baptismal service. So in a bucket full of excrement and urine, you get baptized daily. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. "I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, 'I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it.' I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Broadcasting Network, if you can. Now, I'm talking about these Marxists, whenever they come to power, wherever they come to power, they are a front for evil. Think about these people here, these Reds. They're all pro-abortion. So many of them are sickly looking. They look like slobs. They're these people with no no pride in anything. Everything to them is rotten, and they want to bring everything down to their level. Misery loves company. They're jealous of people that are successful. And they've all got a chip on their shoulder. It's the white male patriarchy. They're all evil and they're oppressing everybody and blah, blah, blah. It's not any personal choices you've made. No, you're sitting around strung out on dope, smoke weed all day. But it's the evil white male power structure it's their fault. Everything's bad in the world. When we all know it's much, much more complicated than that. Back to the book real quick. Marxists are supposed to be atheists who believe in neither heaven nor hell. In these extreme circumstances, Marxism has lifted its atheistic mask to reveal its true face, the face of Satanism. Communist persecution of religion might have a human explanation, but the fury of such perverse persecution can only be satanic. In Romanian prisons and in the Soviet Union as well, nuns who would not deny their faith were raped anally, and then they burnt their breasts with hot irons. We've read about these tortures. Baptist girls had oral sex forced on them. Many prisoners who were so treated died as martyrs, but the communists were not satisfied with this. Using Luciferian techniques, they made the martyrs die blaspheming because of the delirium provoked by torture. Let me get into this. And here's what's crazy. The Christian Saludaka Nadelli was interrogated by the secret police of Maputo in communist Mozambique. The officer said to him, "We want to kill your God." He raised his gun toward the head of the prisoner, declared, "This is my God. With this I have the power of life and death. If your God comes here, I will shoot him dead myself." In Chiasso, communist Angola, communists slaughtered animals in a church and placed their heads on the altar and pulpit. A poster proclaimed, "These are the gods whom you adore." Pastor Aurelio Chicana Sange was killed together with 150 parishioners. When the Catholic Lithuanian priest Eugene Vozikevic was killed, his mouth was found to have been filled with bread in an apparent Satanist ritual. Vecherchernaya Moskva, a communist newspaper, let pass a Freudian slip of the pen. "We do not fight against believers and not even against clergymen. We fight against God to snatch believers from him." You see, and I'm not going to go on, but it's a very interesting kind of compendium of all the kind of weird things that happen across the spectrum of countries when communism comes in. And so we have a whole swath of these people now that have been brainwashed and indoctrinated to bring it in here. Okay. Ken, get clip two ready, and you'll see how this upside downness is, you're seeing all this kind of almost predictive programming and things by the alternative media that says that Governor Jerry Brown is going to get charged and a bunch of these California state officials and federal officials and so forth. Let's roll clip two. This is how insane it is.
Why we should always do everything within our power to make sure that we celebrate our diversity. Because in this great state, we don't ban it, we don't wall it off, and we sure as hell don't deport it. Not a great state like California.
Today is March the 15th, 2018. About 2.5 years ago, the city of Huntington Park, which is in the southeast Los Angeles area, appointed two illegal aliens to city commissions. City commissions are unelected boards that vote on policy that is then sent to the city council for a final vote. At the time, this was unprecedented, as no other city in California had ever done this. Our group started going to their city council meetings, and although we were never able to get them to remove the illegal commissioners, the one thing we did accomplish is, because of our activism, surrounding cities who share the same demography did not follow the lead of Huntington Park. But now we have another unprecedented action. State Senator Kevin DeLeon, in his quest to prove that he is the most progressive candidate running for U.S. Senator in California, has appointed an illegal alien to statewide office. This is what I've been telling you about this guy. This guy is dangerous, and if he becomes a U.S. Senator, everything you have been seeing him do for the last few years will be replicated at the national level, which will then springboard him into a run for president. California has its first illegal alien in state office after Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon appointed Lizbeth Mateo to the California Student Opportunity and Access Program Project Grant Advisory Committee. Mateo, who is an attorney, was born in Mexico and came to the U.S. illegally at the age of 14 with her parents, who are also illegal aliens. So she was 14 years old. They can't make up this excuse that she came here through no fault of her own. She was old enough to realize what was going on. So she is just as guilty as her parents are. But look at this. She's an attorney. How does an illegal alien become an attorney? And we have been fed this lie ever since this problem has started that illegals do not take the jobs of Americans. But it's actually much worse than that. Not only do they take the jobs, but they also take away education. For her to get into a law school, that means that an American citizen had to receive a rejection letter from the same exact school. And now she's an attorney, which means she is stealing a lawyer job from an American. But what kind of attorney is she? I don't know specifically, but I'm guessing she's probably an immigration attorney so she can further perpetuate these policies. And so look at what it says down here at the bottom.
Go ahead, stop it. Go ahead, stop it. I mean, so you got the Criminal Bar Association that's going to give this individual a law license, even though they're not even a citizen. So, I mean, okay, so you come here when you're 14. You never thought about becoming a citizen. You never tried. You never, I mean, and then you get appointed by some criminal, treasonous Senate pro tem gangster in California to a state government job. You know, the California also basically lets open communists hold, you know, government positions and so forth and so on. And so this is insidious ripple effect where basically, think about it, you have people that embrace a revolutionary ideology which calls for the violent overthrow if they have the power. If not, it's a infiltration, boiling frog kind of mechanism that they're using. But these are I'm reading things out of Marx and Satan here, where basically when you get into the deep bowels of communism, it's really a cloak for basically Talmudism, black magic, Satanism, glee, torturing and killing your ideological opponents, hence the gulags, the Red Terror, and everything else. And so now embedded in every one of our major cities, and these people hold numerous seats on the board of aldermen here in the city of St. Louis. They're all affiliated with that website I gave you. And so we've got basically open communists moving quickly into local government. Well, of course, we know this Marxist Barry Davis, Obama, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, these Marxists, you know, Obama being a neophyte of Bill Ayers. This is radical Weatherman SDS stuff 2.0 reorganized a generation later, and we're asleep at the wheel, and the levers and they might be burrowed in and embedded in far enough to where we might not be able to cut this cancer out. And this is where this is what we all have to really put in our pipes and take a hit off of, and realize that these Marxists, and it's international in scope. You know, these people want this for the entire world. You know, they're embedded in far enough to where I don't know if we can eradicate it or not. And when I open the phones, weigh in whether you think we can eradicate these collectivists or not. I don't know. Let's see here. Let me throw this one at you. You're going to love this. Ken, get clip 6 queued up. Natas. Satan backwards, right? We've all seen, there's metal bands, there's some rap group out of Detroit I didn't even know about named Natas or Natus. There was a metal band in the 80s called Natus. You're going to love this. I didn't even put this together. Let's roll 6.
Enter the stars. And you guys depend on channels like this for the raw, unadulterated truth, no matter what that truth is. And the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences is one such truth. Why? Because the acronym for this National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, NATIS, is the word Satan backwards. Now, even if that was an accident, why would they name it this, knowing that people would spell it backwards? It's because the enemy is all about mirrors. He's all about hiding in plain sight. He's all about a dual explanation for why something appears to be evil. And then he'll talk everyone else out of it so that they don't understand what this is really all about. Now, National Academy of Television Arts and Scientists, we'll call it Satan, basically was created in 1955 to advance the arts and sciences of television. This organization is a big deal. It helped to put the Emmy Awards on television for the first time on March 7th, 1955. Let's dig a little deeper into the word NATIS or Satan backwards and figure out what this is really all about. This is King NATIS from Dungeon Explorer, the video game. We also have the NATIS group, the Nation Ahead of Time and Space.
You can stop it there.
Hip-hop group from Detroit.
All right. National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. NATIS. All the way back in the 50s. Isn't that interesting? The nice, you know, what was the show with Ron Howard and Henry Winkler? It was Happy Days. Yeah. You know, the 50s, the good old 50s. You had creeps creating NATIS. You know, and it reminds you the prince of the power of the air, and from the biblical terminology of Satan, the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, prince of the power of the air. NATIS, very fascinating. Ken just hit me up and said there's another bombing in Austin tonight. So I guess that's number 4, Ken. Is that right? Yeah, Ken just saw it on his tablet. So I think that's the 4th one, these package bombs. Quite fascinating. And you know, there's a large Marxist Antifa type communist element, the Red Guards and so forth down there in Austin. It's the real, basically, libtard commie area. You know, I'm sure Dallas and Houston both have theirs as well. Any big city in the United States where they can indoctrinate young, susceptible, you know, people with chips on their shoulders, people with drug habits, disaffected folks, this and that. So another bombing in Austin, thanks to the Ken's information there. It's just insane. You know, there was a lot of people talking about this drill that went on in Dallas People thought there was going to be a false flag today, and as of now, I don't think anything has happened in Dallas. It was like a building collapse drill. And then we had – what's weird, though, that was scheduled. I don't know how long that was scheduled out, but we had this bridge collapse. And what's fascinating about this bridge collapse is the company Daily Stormer had something. Okay. They had something up about this the Florida Death Bridge, blah, blah. It was a Cuban school responsible. But I'm going to cover this when we come back, because there's a massive bridge here in St. Louis that was designed by the same people. So I'll see you guys on the other side.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. Now, remember I did some reporting you know, on all these people on the show, you know, on YouTube and bloggers, they were worried about those strange looking contraptions going up all over the place in New York. Okay, those strange looking tower like, and all the city officials were mum about it, and nobody would say anything, and they're all strange looking. Ken has clip 7 ready. And this ties in with the package bombs. And Ken said there was just another bombing in Austin tonight. We'll see what it, you know, we'll flesh it out. I'm sure by tomorrow, people, you know, well, at least they'll give you the propaganda on what it was. But this was an interesting angle that Richie from Boston brought up. So let's roll clip 7.
Well, you know what the quid pro quo would be for this particular setup? Mysterious people dropping off mysterious bombs at particular places, so forth and so on, and blah, blah, blah. It would probably be something like this. You remember these big mysterious columns that were placed in New York and nobody would tell anybody what they were? Those are pretty straightforward. Those are the same thing they use on the Mexican border to check vehicles for drugs and so forth. Those are X-ray machines. And that's what the end game, that's what the Hegelian dialect will be. That's why nobody will talk about this, because they don't want to let you know that as you're driving through traffic, they're going to be irradiating you and your children, whether you know it or not. That's what's behind this. That's what they get out of this. They want these things everywhere. They don't care if you have guns or not, because those machines right there will figure it out for them, because it doesn't let anything slide by. Unless, of course, you're a Mexican cartel and you're sneaking drugs into the United States for the CIA and other government officials. Then, of course, you can get 10, 3. It doesn't matter how many kilos you get through. It all comes through. But I digress. It just astounds me that we're getting smashed with the weather, and Texas was, and now they're getting hit with mysterious packages. Well, how do you figure out who's sending all these packages? Believe me, when you're the largest employer in the United States of America, I mean, look at all these different agencies. Everyone has somebody in their family one way or the other that's getting paid off by the government one way or the other. It is a huge cartel. And this is exactly what they want. This will be the end game. These right here. And most of us have those payless tolls on the turnpikes now, where there's no more toll booths. There's just little lights like this above the highway. Well, take a look to the side, because you'll start seeing these columns going up everywhere. There's a purpose and reason why they're not telling people what these things are or what they do. But that's the end game. Now, back to the drill. There's a drill tomorrow.
All right, go ahead. You can stop it. So there was a drill. He was going to talk about the one that went off in Dallas today. I guess they decided to pull the plug, or, you know, they put these out here to get everybody worried about it, and then they'll hit you with a surprise, you know, 2 days from then. So you don't know. It's good to expose these things. But see you guys at the top of the hour. That will survive disaster.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the
lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to